Alex Higgins, The Entertainer, by Joe O'Moherty.
It was love. Love at first sight. A first love. Mano a mano, but such is life. Anyway, I wasn't the only one. Alex Higgins was the object of our desires. The enfant terrible of the Green Bays, but one who always inspired devotion, never say die, awe and respect. Through good and bad, thick, thin and very thin. It was one spring day in 1980. I wasn't quite in short trousers, but still not yet a teenager, and holding out for a hero. And he came like a comet from the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield, right into my living room. We'd just got a colour telly, and it had a remote control, and I hogged it. David Vine was the BBC's master of ceremonies, introducing the Hurricane onto the grand stage of the World Championship final. But it was no ordinary intro, no ordinary entry either. My new hero had Scott Joplin's The Entertainer blaring out as his backing track. He wore a trilby and spats, threw away his tie, smoked cigarettes, drank beer and potted balls for fun and at breathtaking speed. Snooker's rebel with a cause, a Georgie Best, a Jack Doyle, a genius. He was up against Cliff Thorburn in that final. The Canadian was a great player too, but hey, he was boring. After all, they called him the Grinder. And guess what happened? He ground down my hero all those 30 years ago, suffocated his spirit and beat him. How I cried, but not for long, because Vec la Ella. There had to be. Mayfane and my band of brothers wanted it so much and were in it for the long haul, with Scott Joplin's arrangement ringing in our ears at the mere mention of his name and the Hurricanes he whipped up on and off the table. Yeah, he was trouble at times, a kaleidoscope of different personas and split personalities. The good, the bad and the ugly was in him. But when he was good, he was great. Not a force of nature, but something else that's out there unexplained. Above all, he was an emotional soul and a softy who yearned to be loved and loved to please. So it was that my generation, or more parochially, the first year class of 1980 in Cailleacht de Wirra on Parnell Square, seemed to hit every ball with the Hurricane. Win with him too. His Masters triumph in Wembley in 1981. His long overdue second world title in 82. Coming from 7-0 down to beat Steve Davis in the UK final in 83. We mitched the odd class because of him. Left exams early even. Misspending some of our youth by tearing down Parnell Square onto the O'Connell Street drag, hanging a right down Henry Street and another sharp right down a laneway to a small snooker hall. We were 12, we should have been 18, we still got to play. We chalked our cues like him, we played at the same speed as him, to get as much value out of our harvest of 10p coins. We didn't pot balls like him, but were Alex Higgins's in our own minds. And he was our little industry too. Higgins made snooker and made us, budding some entrepreneurship in us. It was a tentative thing at first on the part of me and my pal Killian O'Connell. A few betting slips were acquired from the office of the old black and tan William Hill down the road, and we opened up a book on all the big snooker competitions for the chosen few. But word got out and got as far as Seomra na Muintorraí, or Seomra na Éigeadh as we called it, the room where Pearce, Plunkett, Clark, Connolly et al. Met to finalise their grand plans. We feared the worst, but not for long, because word slowly and quietly came back that some of the teachers, Lay and Christian Brother, wanted a slice of the action. You see, they loved their snooker and loved Alex Higgins too. Maybe that's why Higgins came to Cailleacht de Wirra one day around 1984. Hard to believe, but it happened when he swaggered into Halla an Cailleachta to play an exhibition against fellow pro Eugene Hughes. The brothers were there and so was I. The highlight of the night coming when Higgins played a few shots with our pre-vide on Brahar McCrae, and the two of them then posing for a photograph for the Irish press. He was all I expected and hoped. The people's champion was a man of the people. And that never really changed. even when next we met some 25 years later when he came to the West County Hotel in Ennis last year. He was frail, thin and a sorry sight, but still fighting, still entertaining, still inspiring devotion among his flock. I was a journalist now, out for a story from my hero. Do you remember that night in the Wirra? I asked hopefully. What about a great night you had in Dirty Nellie's in Bunratty after an exhibition in Shannon? Neither registered. How could they after so many frames and so many years? What about your old friend Oliver Reed? Did you ever make him off when he lived in Kilrush? At last there's a spark. Myself and Ollie, he croaked. I loved him. He was like me. We were brothers. I'm not sure about Kilrush, but maybe. As his voice trailed off. It was enough. I had my story. Maybe he was with Oliver Reed in Kilrush. Maybe he was there the same time Richard Burton called by. What a party to be at. Hellraisers all holed up in Crotty's pub in the town square. Sure, when Burton was there and when told by some local wag that Burton Street across the road was named after him, he promptly bought drinks for the house. Oliver Reed would do the same. It's what Hellraisers do as they live for the moment. Alex Higgins did just that. It's why Scott Joplin's ragtime classic will always ring in the ears.